So, first of all, your stamp on Saturday, then, disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was disappointing. I mean, we've had a couple of good results going into the game, so we were positive going into the game, but it was a horrible game in terms of the elements. The wind was pretty horrendous, and obviously they've scored a screamer from 40 yards, one of the only shot they had in the first half. So that was sort of unlucky, really. And then obviously going down to 10 men in the second half didn't help our cause. And obviously they've caught us on the counter-attack, so it was disappointing. But we'll go into the next game. Well, we've got the cup next, but then following league game, we'll try and get back to another little run again.
Yeah, Brandy. It was a big moment of the game. He kind of needs to
Yeah.
keep his temper in check, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he knows it. I mean, that's twice now. And the lads have let him know as well. So he knows he can't be doing that because it's made it very difficult for us to get something out of the game. And I'm sure if we had 11 men, we would have certainly got a point at the very least. So that was disappointing. But like I say, we'll move on to the next one and try and pick up the 3 points in that one.
I bet you have. I bet you lot in the dressing room have given him some stick on Saturday night.
He certainly knew, let's put it that way.
I mean, it's I suppose it's important not to go too overboard because most players are get sent off, don't they? At least once in their career, but twice now in one season, it's kind of letting the side down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone sort of loses a temper, but sometimes you just have to bite your teeth, if you like, and sort of just get on with it. I mean, because obviously it's affecting the team. And also, he's one of the players that can make a big difference. That's the frustrating thing. But I'm sure he'll come back stronger, and he'll certainly help us to progress when he comes back.
Speaking of coming back, you continued yours. Yet more football under the belt. How do you feel it's coming along after such a long spell of rehab?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Obviously delighted to be back involved in first couple of appearances. For 20 minutes, and again at the weekend for half an hour, felt really good this weekend, and I'd played 90 minutes in the reserves last Monday, which helped to get some match fitness up as well. So it's progressing nicely, and I'm feeling better and better each week in terms of match fitness. So I think I'm very close.
I was going to say, it's about that start now, isn't it? Could it be this weekend?
Possibly. I mean, I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to go. I was happy that I got 90 minutes with the reserves last week. That really helped in terms of fitness, and then obviously the last half an hour on Saturday felt good again. So I'm ready to go when the gaffer gives me the nod.
What's it like in that dressing room right now? Because it seems as though, I mean, there was such a lull, wasn't there? And then there was
Yeah.
three or four games where it was such a high. Then the new manager's come in, and now you've had this, albeit only one, setback.
Yeah, I mean, the attitude in the dressing room is positive. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I think sort of like the second half to the Coventry game, we got a goal because we'd obviously been struggling to score goals. I think you could see from sort of that point on, really, that the whole sort of attitude changed, and we almost got something out of that game when it looked impossible at half time. But like I say, the last couple of results have certainly boosted everyone's confidence, and I feel that we're all in a much positive frame of mind. Obviously disappointed this weekend, but I feel it's just a minor blip, and hopefully we can get on to getting a couple of back-to-back wins.
Just finally, I mean, the manager Nigel Clough has said, look, where possible, he's going to stick with a 4-4-2. He believes that's the best way for the team to move forward. Well, as a striker getting back into the swing of things, that must give you a little bit of extra confidence rather than perhaps under the previous regime. It's three of you competing for two places rather than three of you competing for one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the previous style, obviously, with the one up top, it was a different style than obviously what we were used to, and unfortunately, just didn't work out. But like I say, for me coming back, two up front, I certainly ideal for me. That's certainly what I prefer, and hopefully we can start getting some results together, and like I say, hopefully chip in with some goals soon.